concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world. This is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of The Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
We're live, and I'm so glad to see you. I would want to. And one day I hope to see you face to face. I went to a movie this past week. I went on Saturday afternoon. I went on Sunday afternoon. And I'm going to go again maybe Thursday, Friday, depending. If you haven't heard of it, it's so worth the dime and time. It's called The Jesus Revolution. It's about the time when thousands of hippies came to discover that in their search, that a Jesus was the answer to their search. Between 1968 and 1972 was when thousands in San Francisco, LA, Riverside, of Florida, Alabama, and other places. And the Time magazine did a story regarding this time in history when thousands who had been looking for, we would say, love in all the wrong places, the group that did the music during that time is called Love Song. And I have two of their albums here. Let's see, pictures from these were taken in 1977 to put this album of two long play recordings. And I will play one shortly, and then one after break. It's a true story based on three men's lives who came together. They hadn't known each other before, but in 1968-72, they came to understand that Jesus was bringing them together to reach the hippies, to reach thousands of hippies. And before I play the song, I want to introduce Jesus' words. The one who says, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. And there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. And when the Lord God, Creator, with the Father, the Lord God, Holy Spirit, created heaven, earth, mankind, and everything in it, Jesus himself was the Lord God, Creator. And because of our need to know him, just like these thousands of hippies came to know him, that Jesus became flesh, full of grace and truth, so that we could know him. I'm going to read a couple words describing that from 1 John, the one that I love, John chapter 1. But in 1 John, it is like it is the beginning of God's love for us and the fulfillment of God's love for us when we receive it. Here in 1 John chapter 4, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. It's not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. And we have seen and heard and testified that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. And this is the victory that God brings to all who receive Jesus. In 1 John chapter 5, whosoever believes, trusts, relies on Jesus as the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loves him and whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life in Christ, and this life is in his Son. The one that has the Son has life, and the one that does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things have I written unto you, 1 John chapter 5. I have written these things unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may know that you may believe on the name of the Son of God, Jesus, who became the Christ, the Messiah, Jesus, the only name that has been given unto men, mankind, whereby we must be saved. There is no other Lord God and Savior. And today he says, as when he walked on the earth and said, come unto me, listen follow me. And if the chapter, if you haven't read yet, John 1, and of course John 3, but John 1, in the beginning was the living Word, the Lord God, Creator. And the living Word was with God, and the living Word was God. Was, is, and always will be. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. He was in the world, and the world was made. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him then and right now, to as many as receive him, he gives the power to become children of God, even to them that believe on his name, children of God, born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word, the living Word, Creator, was made flesh and dwelt among them. And today, he's alive. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And I will read some of John chapter 3 before I play Love Song from the movie. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And he came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a man after God's, that you are a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a person be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, except a person be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. I say to you, Jesus says, right now, his written word, the living word, Creator, says, you must reborn again. Marvel not that I say you must be born again. Sorry, let me shut. That is my ministry partner. Let me shut that off. Okay. The timing. I sent the message that the show's on. Okay. This, read for yourself if you never have. John chapter 1, John chapter 3, and I will read a couple verses from there. Oh, Lord. Okay, let me, it's on Skype. Okay, because I was to send something. He has 24 orphans that he provides a home for, and I help. For God so loved you, me, everyone with heartbeat and breath, whoever has had, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God didn't condemn you, but that the world, you and I, through him, might be saved. The one that believes on Jesus is not condemned, but the one that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And God does not want anyone to be lost. For Jesus says, I am come to seek and to save the lost. And we all once were, after birth, or still are, if we haven't received Jesus' forgiveness from God, to have the love of God and the life, born again, to have the life of the Holy Spirit of God that is needed for life. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, Jesus. God sent his Son to speak God's word. For God does not give the Spirit by measure to him. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. The one believes in the Son, and that's a gift of faith. We will listen to Jesus and ask for the forgiveness of not listening and going our own way, others' ways, but that now we will listen and we will turn to Jesus and receive the gift of faith, to receive the Holy Spirit of the living God. The one that believes in the Son, turns to him, relies on him, listens, follows him, has everlasting life. And the one that believes not the Son shall not see life. Please listen and turn from existence, from spiritual death. Turn to Jesus and receive the living Holy Spirit of God, to be born again in spirit and in truth. Just from me. I know, okay, when the show is over, I need to make contact with him. For we help the children, and someone made a donation, and I need to send that to them. Okay. I don't think he can hear me on this, but and if anyone can, these 24 children in this winter, as like last winter, the place where we were renting had no heat. Could you imagine the 10 degree temperatures like we had here, some they had, and no heat? But we were finally able, in making three payments, one in January, February, 1st of March, so that they do have heat now. And things will start to warm up there, not till the end of March. And so, John, can we do the break early? And then I will play the song.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
You are listening to the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Being God, a very God, the Father, the Word, the Holy Spirit. And they, if you want another word, are love. The living God is love, and to receive him as Lord God and Savior is to receive forgiveness for our going astray, for our not listening, to know then the love of God when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, the only Lord God and Savior, and we receive the forgiveness and the love of God Almighty that brings us life in fullness. Jesus says, I'm come that you might have life and have life fully, now and for eternity. Now, I went to see the movie called The Jesus Revolution from 1968 to 72. And then that was the main years of thousands of hippies coming to understand and to know and receive Jesus. And a group, one of the main groups, was recording songs, and they were known as Love Song. That's the name of the ones who wrote and sang the songs during that time, as they once were themselves hippies. And I'm going to play two songs. The one is called Feel the Love. And then I will put the needle to the third song. It says, since I opened up the door and freedom. So, I'll be right back. Turn it on.
trip in your area for the movie, The Jesus Revolution, based on a true story of three men that Jesus brought together and through them saved thousands, giving Jesus life to their hippies.
Save the heartaches for the yesterdays.
Today.
Now is
the
time to change our foolish ways.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And on Jesus, he gives us
the Son of God, just pray. I believe
Thank you. We've been Christians now about 6 years, and before we came to be Christians, we were all drawn into a friendship
before
pretty weird circumstances.
Song and all those thousands.
About 11 years ago. Why is it that long?
And this is like back in 1977.
Yeah, I was in junior high school. I was
here. Here we are at the 1998 Los Donald reunion tour.
I'm just going to move
it
on
each
a little
other,
further.
Seriously,
that's okay.
In the midst of our drug psychedelic period, when we were
they used to be,
we all found out that we had a common interest in finding out more about this life and what it meant, who we were. And we felt that drugs, that psychedelics, LSD, mescaline, and all that stuff were part of God's plan in the last days to reach men who could be reached through no other means, we thought. We thought that LSD was the key to spiritual knowledge. And we got involved in all the things that go along with the drug world, you know, the Eastern philosophies. I was a vegetarian, and at one point in my life, I weighed 122 pounds. I was on Dr. Eric's mucusless diet healing system. First of all, you give up meat, right? Then you give up dairy products. Then you give up all starches like potatoes and rice and bread. And eventually you're supposed to get on green leaf vegetables, fruits, and nuts. Then when you really get it together and you really start getting purified, you just eat fruits and nuts. Okay? Then when you really get it together, you don't eat.
Once I went that way for a little while.
Thinking the Beatles were, I thought the Beatles were second messiahs or something, you know. And that their albums like Sgt. Pepper was coming down with this spiritual wisdom. And then Magical Mystery Tour came out. They had stuff like, you know, Blue Jay Way on it, where it said, all my friends have gone astray, and please be home soon, and come over, you know, to where I'm at. Like George Harrison had found the inner light or whatever. I really thought the Beatles had discovered something and they were trying to convey it to us in little doses, you know. And then my friends and I, we got into the next album, which came out was the White Double Album, right? And we went to the store to get the new Beatle album, and we discovered it was just totally white with no printing on it, just embossed letters said the Beatles. We just blew our minds. We went, wow, man, this is the spiritual one. Look, it's all white, man. Only the Beatles would put no printing on their album. Oh, that's so cool. So we took it home. We put it on the... I lived in Hawaii at this time, and this wasn't with any of these guys. It was with some other friends of mine. And we put it on, and we're waiting to hear the spiritual message come forth. And we're all kind of looking at each other, you know, well, what's happening? And we're trying to act like we're getting something out of it because nobody wanted to admit that they weren't heavy, you know. Anyhow, how much can you get out of Rocky Raccoon after all? You know? Anyhow, I felt ripped off by the Beatles. I felt that the Beatles had copped out, that if they did know anything spiritual, they were afraid to tell it, and perhaps they didn't. And so we got obsessed with this idea of having a band that could communicate God to people, and we started, in the middle of our psychedelic period, a God band, actually, that was called Love Song, and we would go into nightclubs, and we'd play Proud Mary and all the stuff you have to play, Knock on Wood for the dancers, and we'd throw in our God songs in the middle of all this, you know, and a lot of them had Jesus' name in it, and this was long before Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky, or James Taylor came out and said, Jesus in a song, and everybody's, oh, James Taylor, you know, the new prophet, and, it was long before that, you know, and people were just not used to hearing Jesus' name in a rock and roll band in a bar, you know, and we would go out and evangelize people on our breaks. We would go out and say, hey, why don't you come out with us on Sunday? We're going to talk best to get into God, you know, and he was a classic example of the blind leading the blind, you know, of people who were sincerely deceived, sincerely wrong, you know, and 2.5 years later, after we started that first band, the Lord was faithful to draw us up to a place called Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, California. And
the movie, One of the Three Men.
And the first time in my life, the gospel was communicated to me. And for the first time in my life, lights went off, and I went, that's what it's all about. And I really discovered that what I've been looking for my whole life was Jesus Christ, the victorious Son of God, who died on the cross, and 3 days later rose again from the dead. Yeah.
Thank you.
He'll set you free.
Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus is the way, truth, and
all he wants to do is to show you his love and to comfort you.
Love and comfort.
All you gotta do is take him at his
joy, peace, knowing him. So, I cannot sing that good, but there is there's a little song that I was, one night as I was going to sleep, I kept singing it again and again, and if I can even remember it now, but it just kept coming to my mind. And so, I had written it. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had made a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. For God so loved the world, you and me, that he sent his only begotten Son, Lord God, Creator, to become flesh, to be the Savior of the world, that we should live through him. That the lost be found. As Jesus says, I'm come to seek and to save the lost. If you haven't come to Jesus before, come to him now and cry in your heart and mind and will to Jesus, saying, Jesus, forgive me for not listening. Jesus, I choose to listen to you now, to receive you, Jesus, as the Lord God and Savior, to know you, to receive the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus, I ask for your forgiveness, and that you would cleanse me from unrighteousness, that you would deliver me from evil, that you would heal me, that you would heal my soul with your Holy Spirit, that you would grant me to know the love of God, that you would grant me to have the life of God, by your Holy Spirit, Jesus. You see, we have a body, but we are a soul. And in Leviticus 17:11, God's word says, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it upon
the altar, the tree, to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Jesus paid it all to him we owe. Sin has left a crimson stain, but Jesus washes as white as snow. Though your sins be as scarlet, Jesus says, I will wash your sins away, and you will be clean, forgiven, cleansed of sin, delivered from evil, and healed your hearts with the love of God, his love for you, and you then having his love to love him yourself right and for others. To give us the mind of Christ, that we know what is true and honest and just and pure and lovely, of virtue and praiseworthy. Our hearts and minds and our wills for God's way to be our way, the way, the truth, and the life that we live now in spirit and in truth, being full of God's love, life. Be you transformed by the renewing of your minds. Commit your way unto him, and he will bring it to pass. In Romans chapter 12, when Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit of God, then we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. And also, God's word says in Romans 12, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for you. In 2 Corinthians 5, when we receive the Holy Spirit of God and have the love of God and peace, a right relationship with God, we then, it says, God creates in us good works that he planned in advance, that he planned beforehand, so that when we would turn to Jesus, God would begin to work in us every good thing to will and to do according to his good pleasure. For God creates us in Christ Jesus unto good works that he planned in advance that we should live now, doing the good work that God planned for our lives. Good works that he planned for us to live our life doing. And as you heard, Skype message coming in, partner with me in Pakistan, caring for 24 boys, ranging 7 years to 15 years of age. I help with the rent, and somebody had made a donation today of $50 to help with food for them. It takes about $800 a month for the food. I have a PayPal. I'll share it. PayPal.me@MyraJean. And my email, MyraJean, PayPal.me@MyraJean@outdoors.net. It's a little unusual. That's my email address, PayPal.me/ MyraJean@outdoors, outdrs.net, PayPal.me/MyraJean@outdoors. That's outdrs.net. PayPal.me/MyraJean@outdrs.net. It would be very helpful for these young men. And there is my friend. So, don't think you can hear me here until I put on the speaking. Let me say something here. Ramesh, we're still on the radio. Yes, I can hear you. Right. We're still on the radio, and I was giving my PayPal.me/MyraJean@outdoors.net. And I'm going to shut this off for the show to be finished. Okay? You want to say, okay? I hear you're with the boys. You are with the boys. Okay. Okay. Now, here is on my Skype channel. And let me share here. I don't know if you can see this, but I have a YouTube channel. It's called My1-YouTube. Okay. My1. And you can see the videos that I have made myself. And one other video is in the Pakistani language in Urdu. And if you have someone who can speak Urdu, but then it's also in English. Okay. I appreciate the love of Jesus. These 24 boys, when they went through COVID last year, very strongly were hospitalized. One did die, but he went to be in heaven, for they've been sharing, have shared that these 24 boys are children of God in Holy Spirit and in truth. And now they know Jesus and they are his disciples. Like we always talk about the next generation, they are their 24 boys, now Christians, disciples of Christ for this coming generation. Thank you so much. I hope to see you again here on The Truth Spoken in Love. You are loved by God Almighty through his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. See you again.
This has been The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. The Truth versus the Deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth Spoken in Love.